Watch. It's me, Grace, again. Just like last episode, Maddie is still away living her hot girl world in San Francisco. So you've just got me solo today. And I thought for the throwback episode, we would release some of our sometimes extra content that we had previously in subscriptions. And if you fancy more, you can always access it on our sometimes extra Patreon, which you don't have to subscribe to get the content. Today, we're going to talk about a Reddit thread that Maddie and I found. Have a listen and let us know whether or not you think this girl is an asshole for what she does at her sister's wedding.
Hey, VIP hotties.
Hello.
That's my title for
Make
you.
It a bit more sensual.
Hi, VIP hotties.
I want, like, I know I've already said this before, but I want the same vibe as, like, those ads that were late night. After like 12
hot
o'clock.
Girls in your area.
Yeah. And you only see their belly button.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And that's, the music's like. That should be like our music intro
Calm
for this
now.
Instead.
Yeah. I actually saw a message from someone on our Instagram.
Saying that we should change the song?
Not that we should change the song, but that the music that we use is obviously like free copyright. So anyone else can use
it. Yeah. Other people have. Yeah.
And other people have.
Yeah. And everyone's like, they thought it was an episode.
Yeah. It's like food brand has used it.
I saw this. I got so many DMs for that. There was like an ad for a food brand, but they used the same song.
Yeah. 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 And I was like, oh, that is annoying.
We almost accidentally used the same music as Tony and Ryan. Because theirs is also copyright free from that website, website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's getting it from the same
We're
source.
We're not going to pay for someone to design specific music for us.
No.
We don't make much money. Come on. anyway, what were we going to say?
No, I was actually going to say, like, did I tell you that my dad bought a song for my stepmom?
That's kind of cute.
No.
Why not?
No, it's not. Oh, my God. I have to look.
No, you did, and there was like lyrics, and yes. you did, you showed it to me. But he
it's
paid
so bad.
For a song that was like written specifically
for him
and her
his love
lyrics.
Story with my stepmom.
I think that's sweet. Like, it's cringe, but it's sweet.
Oh my God, it was so cringe.
The intention, though,
sure, but like, he starts it off by saying, "When I met you, I had a girlfriend, and I cheated on my girlfriend with you." And when I messaged my dad, I was like,
"Why did
that
you do that?"
That felt really unnecessary.
Yeah, that wasn't necessary to your love story.
Yeah, like,
she knows that. She knows, but it didn't
you
have to be
don't
like
need to throw it in.
You know,
right?
Solidified into like in like forever.
Yeah,
like, you
right.
know.
And then my dad, instead of like messaging me back, being like, "Yeah," or "I thought it was funny," he just goes, "You know who it is, right? You know who I was cheating on with?" And I was like, "Yes." "Yes, I know that you were cheating on my other stepmother with my new stepmother. Dad, figured out the timelines."
Love
he was
your
like,
dad.
Cool. Just so
cool.
We're all on the
just
same page.
Just needed to clarify that you knew. Your dad's funny. I do enjoy him.
Oh,
Patty.
He's a bit all over. He's not going to listen to this. So we can roast him a bit harder than I normally do.
Love.
He gets so excited when I mention him.
Oh, I know.
On the podcast.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
my favorite thing is when I went to your wedding and he introduced me to everyone as star of stage and screen, Maddie McCrae, or star of the silver screen or something, Maddie McCrae, and he full named me to everyone. I was like, Maddie.
Oh, God.
And then he was trying to set me up with the other, like, mildly famous person in the room, because he's like, "Well, you guys are both in the public eye, so let's set you up." And he had a girlfriend, but he's like, "Oh, mildly famous people, let's put them together." And then he can, like, you know, write a song about our love origin story.
So, like, my dad loves you, and I'm sure it has something to do with you, but he's also just such a fucking fame whore.
Yeah, he just likes it because other people like me.
Loves the fame.
Yeah.
And so this other person that you're talking about is, like, one of Tom's oldest friends, and he's a rugby player. And he is, like, quite big in his industry. My dad has gone so hard with that. And, like, for some reason, by chance, The Tom's friend is doing a lot of work in rugby union, and my younger brother's doing rugby union. So he sees my dad all the time. I don't know how my dad manifests this, but he does. And he goes up to this guy, his name's Jake, and he goes, "Jake, how are you? I'm Tom's father-in-law. Oh, you know, like, this is Tom's brother-in-law, who's six. Can you talk to him?" And, like, fills him in on our lives.
He
and I'm like,
care.
I've never met him. Why does my dad know this man better than me?
He's manifesting his fame.
He just manifests it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quite powerful. That
did
man.
He share about my TikTok awards? Did he get his followers to vote for me?
I never told him. He actually would have. I never told him, and he would have gone Grace, really hard.
That's rude.
I know.
I missed 30 votes because of your dad.
I know. He would genuinely. Have voted
every day.
Did your parents vote every day?
Yeah.
And your sisters?
Yep.
And me?
They all had alarm set. And then I voted for myself three times because I have three TikTok accounts. The podcast account would vote for me every day as well.
You didn't clear that with me.
No, sorry. Well, I'm actually logged into our podcast TikTok through my dad's mobile because you need a new like phone number every time. And so I used my dad's. And so when my dad went to vote, he didn't know that he was logged into the podcast account. So he's like, it says I've already voted for today. And I was like, well, yeah, because I did that. So he's like, oh, but I want to do it. And I was like, okay, I'll leave it for you.
Off you go.
But
don't worry about forget. It.
Anyway, today we're doing an Am I the Asshole story.
I'm ready.
And it's wedding related because we think they're the best ones.
They are funny.
They're so funny. This is the title. Am I the Asshole for bringing a raccoon to my sister's wedding?
Yes.
What? So this happened last weekend and I'm still getting angry texts from my family.
Raccoons
Let me explain.
Raccoons are the ones that are stinky, aren't they?
No, that's a skunk.
Skunk.
Raccoons are the ones that have the burglar mask on. Like they have like the black eyes and they like always rummage in the rubbish. Have you seen that video of the raccoon with the fairy floss? And it's like tries to wash the fairy floss but then it disappears. It's got the little hands and it's like, oh no. Gets so stressed because the fairy floss disappears in the water.
That's so cute.
So they got like, it looks like they've got burglar masks on.
Yeah.
They're cute. Like little cat ears. Yeah. Anyway.
You're not the asshole. It's fine.
Let me explain.
I'm ready.
I have a pet raccoon named Pebble.
I'm just like, not to be a judgmental bitch, but I'm sorry anyone that starts their life with, I have a pet raccoon.
Her name's Pebble. Oh, he. His name's Pebble. He is very friendly and well-trained, and I love him like a son. Okay, but I wouldn't bring my dog to a wedding, and I love my dog like a son.
It's a fucking raccoon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's like a giant rat. Come on.
I'm sorry, but, like, you definitely say rawr.
Rawr.
You say R-A-W-R.
Yes, oh my God. Rawr.
You're giving XD as a response constantly.
Millennials have raccoons. He's very friendly and well-trained. He goes everywhere with me and he has his own harness and leash. So does my dog, babe. So does my dog. He is also vaccinated and has all his necessary papers. I really think she's trying to paint this like it's going to be okay. But I'm already like, it's not okay.
No, 100% because like, I wouldn't bring a dog to a wedding.
No.
No. Unless it specifically said bring your dog, not any dog, your dog. I would not bring my dog to a wedding.
Pebble's name wasn't on the invite. Come on. I was invited to my sister's wedding, which was held at a fancy hotel. I asked her if I could bring Pebble and she said no. She said it was inappropriate and disrespectful to bring a wild animal to such an important event.
Mm-hmm.
She also said that some of the guests might be allergic or scared of him. I know I would be.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fucking imagine if I was like, can I bring a platypus?
Like, you know what I mean?
It's fine. It's just a platypus.
I'm going to bring my moose.
Like, bring my pony.
What do you mean? I don't care if you love him like his son and he's well trained. I'm not bringing my dog or my cat. Don't bring your raccoon.
Also, like, raccoons give the same energy as ferrets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They do.
Ferret people are different.
I liked ferrets as a kid, but I recognize they're crazy.
No, they're just big, long rats. I can't.
Yeah.
I was hurt by her response.
Shocking.
But I didn't want to argue with her. I decided to respect her wishes and leave Pebble at home with a friend. However, on the day of the wedding, my friend called me and said that he had an emergency and couldn't take care of Pebble. What a shit pet that you can't leave it at home alone.
During the day.
Yeah. You living your life? Does he go to work with you? A raccoon at the office. Wow.
I would die.
You know how like there's an office dog? There's an office raccoon.
If I got to come home and say to my close loved ones, guys, the new person that just started brings a raccoon to work.
What is a raccoon? What does a trained raccoon actually do? Does it cuddle up with you like a cat? Just go through the office bins collecting paper? Like, what does it do? What does it do?
You, like, have a raccoon recycling bin just for them to go through.
It's the office shredder. Does all the shredding. Yeah. You don't take it to the shredder. You take it to the raccoon. Yeah. What? Okay. I panicked and I didn't have anyone else who could watch Pebble and I didn't want to leave him alone in my apartment. Fuck me, babe. Just no.
And you can't take it to a vet because no. It's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon. They always says cat boarding. It doesn't say raccoon boarding. I also didn't want to miss my sister's wedding, so I decided to bring Pebble with me.
Is that really the definer? Like, I either miss my sister's wedding or I bring my raccoon. Surely you just leave the raccoon at home.
I thought it wouldn't be a big deal. Oh, it's her big day. Imagine being the sister where you're like, my sister has a fucking pet raccoon. You're like, you're the oddball of the family.
Oh, yeah, fully. I don't think it's the raccoon that makes her be like, oh, my sister's a bit weird.
No.
But you just know she's weird.
It gets worse. I put him in his harness and leash and I put a bow tie on him to make him look more formal. I also brought some treats and toys to keep him entertained. I figured I could just sneak him in and keep him in a corner where he wouldn't bother anymore. Are you like standing there in the corner with him though? What do you mean? Are you tethering him to a chair? What do you mean?
Imagine like the cuss. Again, I'm sorry. I don't know why this keeps making me laugh, but like if I was at the wedding and I was their cousin or something, I'd be like, fuck yeah, she's brought the raccoon.
Because of the drama.
The weird cousin.
The weird cousin's here with a raccoon. It's like an activation. You know, you get like you hire an artist to paint a picture of the wedding. You know how like they've also hired a balloon artist and also a raccoon. So you can take a photo with a raccoon. What the heck? I figured he wouldn't bother anyone. Boy, was I wrong. Love this.
Sorry. Great storytelling. The raccoon causes an issue.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. As soon as I arrived at the hotel, people started noticing Pebble. Some of them thought he was cute and wanted to pet him, but others were horrified and disgusted. They started whispering and pointing at me and Pebble. Some of them even complained to the staff. I'm surprised the staff let her in. I'm surprised she got let in with the fucking wild animal.
Yeah, fully.
My sister saw me and Pebble and freaked out. She came over to me and yelled at me for bringing him. She said I was selfish and irresponsible and that I should leave immediately.
Look, that is a harsh reply.
But I'm kind of with the bride.
Yeah, I get it. I get the anger.
I tried to apologize and explain the situation, but she wouldn't listen. She told me to get out or she would call security. She also said that I was no longer her brother. Oh, this is a guy.
Oh.
I thought this was a woman. I just assumed it was a woman. Does this change everything?
Do you know what makes this really funny? And maybe I'm a bitch. But I've gone from, like, weird girl to weird gay guy.
Oh, we've decided he's gay. Okay.
And I don't know if I can say his sexuality is based on the fact that he owns a raccoon. But I just can't see a straight man owning a raccoon. I can't. I actually can't.
No, he's a weird D&D guy. He plays games. He's in a dungeon. He has a raccoon. Do you know what I mean?
Still gay.
Still gay.
I'm sorry. In my mind.
Grace.
It's really got nothing to do with it. But just the automatic shift in my brain. Do you know what? It's gone from fucking, what are their names in Mean Girls? The guy and the girl.
Oh, Damien and Janice.
Yeah, it's gone from Janice to Damien.
It really has. It really, really has. Wow. All right. So it's Damien sitting in the corner with a raccoon called Pebble. What a name. So she said, where is it? She also said that I was no longer her brother and that she never wanted to see me or Pebble again. Pebble's just there in the corner being like,
that is a bit outrageous.
I mean, to not call her her brother, I'd be mad. I was shocked and hurt by her reaction.
Sure, you have to see it coming when you have a sibling that is the type of person to own a raccoon.
I just
you surely aren't that surprised.
Yeah, but you'd be disappointed. Like, you specifically said hundreds. No.
Yeah, you would
I'd be mad. I wouldn't, like, no longer call him my brother, but I would be like, I don't want to see you anymore. I'm cutting you out.
No, there has to be an element of, like, you know, you're weird and I know that you're weird and you've gone ahead and done something weird at my wedding. Should I be angry at you? For doing that or me for inviting thinking you. That you wouldn't be weird.
Yeah, exactly. For thinking that you would hide your entire personality.
You know, of course you're going to bring a raccoon to my
wedding. Of course you are. Why am I surprised?
I just think, like, The amount that this story gives people, like, you know, 10 years later, you could sit at the table and be like, that fucking raccoon sitting at my wedding.
Yeah, that's forever.
That's funny. Would you
as a bride, in hindsight, laugh at that in 10 years' time? I don't know if I ever would. I would always be like, that was fucked.
Look, I actually know in the deepest of my deepness, you know,
yeah,
that if I had told someone not to bring a raccoon and they brought one, I would do like the most pass ag, like, oh, it's fine. Like, I did say you couldn't, but it's fine. It's fine. And then just talk major shit about it all night.
Yeah.
And then within a week or two, I'd find it funny. Unless, of course, the raccoon ruined my wedding.
Yeah.
Which, look, we may find out like it is. That the raccoon causes a big drama.
I don't think it called too many things. Here, let me finish it. We're almost done. I felt like she was overreacting and being unreasonable. Pebble didn't do anything wrong.
That's a Damien. Pebble didn't do anything wrong.
It's not about Pebble. It's about you, dickhead. It's the fact that you brought her. No, or him. It's a boy. I always think Pebble's a boy, a girl. Pebble's not a girl name. Anyway, he was just sitting quietly in his harness looking adorable. He didn't bite anyone, which implies that he has before. He didn't bite anyone or make a mess or cause any trouble. This is so fucked. Imagine working at the hotel and being like, I'm at a wedding. I'm waitressing at a wedding and some dude has a fucking raccoon. Like, where's it going to poo? You're going to clean that up? Like, what the heck?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I decided to leave with Pebble. Good call. But not before telling my sister that she was being a bridezilla and that... and that she owed me an apology. I also told her that Pebble was more family to me than she ever was.
This raccoon has shown me more love and acceptance
than you ever would. Now my whole family is mad at me. They say...
Shocking.
Shocker.
Shocking.
They say I was rude and disrespectful to my sister and that I should have left Pebble at home or found another solution. They say I should apologize to my sister and beg for her forgiveness. I don't think I did anything wrong. I think my sister was being unfair and cruel to me and Pebble. I think she should apologize to me for treating me like dirt. So, am I the asshole?
I'm sorry. Yes! Like, imagine the parents having to discuss, oh, he's brought the fucking raccoon.
He's brought it.
Oh, he's gone ahead and turned around to our daughter and said that the raccoon has showed him more love than she ever has. Oh, wow. God. Oh, we're going to have to explain to him that he can't say that about his sister.
No.
And that the raccoon was
maybe the raccoon is the reason why your sister doesn't treat you as well. Because you brought him to her wedding.
It's just the fact that it's a raccoon makes it so funny.
Yeah.
Like if this was a dog, it just wouldn't have hit that.
No,
well.
Raccoon is so, like it's so off kilter. Like what the heck? Look, do we agree? Is he the arsehole?
He's absolutely the arsehole.
Agreed.
And I do back the first comment where this is probably not the first time you have brought your raccoon.
And it's been a problem.
To the wrong place.
But you know when like, you know, you feel like everyone's against you and every, like the scenario keeps happening the same way, like the common denominator.
It's you. It's your raccoon,
it's
babe.
Your raccoon. It's Pebble. It's Pebble.
It's not you.
Well, it's actually not Pebble. Raccoon. No, but it's not Pebble because, like, even in that story, Pebble didn't do anything wrong. No, he didn't. Pebble did nothing wrong. You did by bringing him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pebble should have stayed at home.
An iconic story. To wrap up the episode, we are now going to be sharing our toxic thought of the week because this is behind a paywall. We can't be cancelled.
All right. Maddie, what's your toxic thought of the week?
I hate Elf on the Shelf.
I've seen so much around this.
What is Elf on the Shelf? It's this new thing. I've also because it's coming up to Christmas and we don't have much time to talk about it, but I'm noticing that there's a lot of couples making advent calendars for their couple, for their significant other, mm-hmm. which means buying 24 presents as opposed to just one on Christmas Day.
Get fucked.
Too much effort and wasteful. And then Elf on the Shelf is this thing that I'm seeing a lot in America. It's like this like mischievous elf where every day you wake up and like the elf, like as a kid, you wake up and the elf has done something mischievous Christmas related. And so and every
he's
just night.
In somewhere different, he's in a different spot.
Yeah. And so sometimes like he'll have like, you know, rolled the toilet paper down the stairs or, you know, drawn on a picture of you with Sharpie. And like, it's funny, but I'm like the going above and beyond for that much for Christmas, I guess like Christmas is meant to be magical for a kid, but I'm just like, this is too much. Would you do Elf on the Shelf for Frank?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And the idea of Elf on the Shelf is that it's like always watching you.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
And I don't love that
that's
idea.
That's fucked.
Yeah, and I've seen some videos of kids that get really upset about Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Like they get too invested in it, and so I don't know.
I think it's a bit fucked, and I think we should cancel Elf on the Shelf.
I back it. Cancel it. Fuck Elf on the Shelf.
What's your toxic thought of the
my
week?
My toxic thought of the week started from my belief that I would be really good on Wife Swap. Like, I just think that my episode would do really well.
Yeah.
And then going further than that, I've never watched a single episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be good at it.
Okay.
Because I know it's a mind game as well as the physicality.
You want to be in a...
Fuck, I would not do the physicality well, but I could mind game
you,
them.
Yeah, you could make allies.
Yeah, whatever they do.
Yeah, you have to like, make alliances.
I think that's very toxic. Yeah, it's very toxic of me to have never watched a show and be like, I'll crush that.
Yeah, I'd be so good at that.
I'll crush ya.
Yeah, that's just being a little Delulu.
Yeah, I'm in my Delulu phase.
Love it.
Yeah.
I want to be in a reality TV show. Like we said in the other episode, I want to be on The Bachelorette. I want to hook up with 13 hot men on TV.
You'd be really good at The Bachelor.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and then could I come as like the, because you know how they
the
always
friends.
Have, yeah, the friends.
Gal pal Grace.
And I like meet like a few of them and then you and I sit down and be like, Maddie, this one's the best one
yeah,
for you.
I would love that. I think yeah. The Bachelorette would be so fun. And I wouldn't be doing it for the clout. I'd be doing it to meet
find
someone.
Love.
And you know what? That's meant to be the purpose of the show.
Sure.
I don't think they know that.
No.
But I think that's what it's meant to be about.
All right, guys. So that was the story. Listening to it again, I do think that the writer is an asshole. Don't bring a raccoon to your sister's wedding. But let us know what your opinion is. And if you've had any other crazy stories, send them through to us via email at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. We're out for today. And next episode, we're going to have the wonderful Maddie back. Love you so much. Bye.